All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, last week, the word came out in the National Football League that there was a possibility, and whenever you hear the term possibility in the NFL, you know it's going to happen, that the league could shorten the overtime period from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. And in recent years, games have gone deeper into overtime since the NFL began to implement the rule, giving both teams the opportunity to possess the football in overtime if, on the first possession, one team scores a field goal. And it's a situation I really think that the NFL made a mistake going away from sudden death. And on top of that, they compounded that when they pushed the extra point back to the 15-yard line, because it's a situation now, you know, the extra points matter even more. And we've seen since the NFL has decided to push the extra point back to the 15-yard line how unreliable that some of these kickers can be. So now you're extending games. And all of this about the NFL trying to speed games up, to me, it just smells of the networks complaining, because you have games that are not only going into overtime, they're going deep into overtime. We're talking about the last 3 or 4 minutes, and in some cases, ties. And it's a situation where, you know what, you need to go back to sudden death. And all of this NFL getting away from the whole sudden death thing goes back to the 2009 NFC Championship game, where the Minnesota Vikings lost to the New Orleans Saints because New Orleans won the opening kickoff, the coin toss, and they got the opening kickoff for overtime, and they got into field goal range and kicked the game-winning field goal and won. The bottom line is this: if you lose the coin toss, just go out there and play solid defense. That's it. It's called sudden death for a reason. The first team to score wins, but they're babying these teams. They're making it easy as possible. And just like everything else, basically you just go out there and get yourself a participation trophy. This is the NFL's version of that. And now they're realizing how mediocre that their product is, and they're going to try to speed it up. I say leave it at 15 minutes, but go back to sudden death. That is an easy way to fix this problem. And like I said before, you know, you push the extra point back to the 15-yard line. You wanted to bring more quote-unquote excitement to the game. And actually, it's brought more frustration for teams, for, you know, fans, and for coaches alike. So it's a situation, if you're the NFL, they're going to try to fix this, and this is their way to try to fix it. But in trying to fix it, they're only going to make a bad situation worse. I cannot say this enough. Just put the extra point back at the 2-yard line. On top of that, just go out there, keep your 15-minute overtime, but just make it sudden death. You play hard, and that's it. The NFL had this overtime period for close to 50 years with the sudden death aspect, and I think it worked, and it's a situation they just need to go back to it. But it's the hypocrisy of the NFL and the owners and the commissioner, Roger Goodell. They will never, and I mean ever, admit that they made a mistake. They'll just sit up there and try to make a bad situation worse. And by cutting down the overtime period from 15 minutes to 10 minutes, that is exactly what they will do. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.